Thank you.
How much money is Wisconsin getting?
Wisconsin will get a little over $3.5 billion, and that does not include what might come to Wisconsin through either tax cuts or from some of the federal programs that are competitive grants.
Now, what might we be able to look at some point in the future and say, this is what the stimulus package did for Wisconsin?
I think we'll be able to look at a number of things. On the infrastructure side, there is money in there for roads and bridges, money in there for broadband, money in there for education, for energy efficiency, upgrading medical records, just a variety of things, as well as money in there for the safety net programs, for health care, unemployment insurance, and food stamps, and providing for some basic needs.
For those who say the stimulus package doesn't go far enough, do you have a response for that, or is it too early to tell?
I think time will tell with respect to what parts of the stimulus package work best and which ones could be improved upon.
Now, Wisconsin, as I understand, will get $760 million specifically for that kind of infrastructure sector that we talked about, bridges and water projects, maybe even trains, which is less than a fifth of the $3.7 billion that have been identified as shovel-ready. I guess that might give some credence to the critics who would say that this is just a fraction of what we could really use.
I'm sure we could always use more money. The question is how you balance the stimulus package. The one thing that is becoming clear is that there are plenty of needs out throughout the state of Wisconsin. And this does begin to address some of those needs, but certainly doesn't address all of the needs throughout the state.
Now, who will decide, who will have the ultimate say as to how this money will be spent?
This office will not decide, and that was one of the early misconceptions, and understandably so, because nobody knew how the bill would be structured. But this office is not a decision-making office. Our office is more of a switchboard, and a switchboard that will direct people to the agencies where the money is actually flowing. So, for example, the transportation money for the roads and bridges that you just mentioned, those decisions we've made by the Department of Transportation based on the priorities that they have developed in their long-range planning. So the decisions will get made some by the agencies, some by the governor and the legislature. It just depends how the flow of dollars come into the state from the federal government.
Gary Walter, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.